June 20th, 1978, in the backyard of Joe Beatus. Speaking to Joe Beatus.
Yeah. Talking about snowshoes, huh?
Yeah.
She's gonna start recording this now.
Oh. Well, you have to ask me a question to do. That's the only way I can tell you a story, but
well, just like you were talking, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you do just with those snowshoes and if they bend back and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the way I do it in the spring of the year after you use it up all winter. Mm-hmm. And spring of the year when it's soft way, it's bent straight. It's like that. All this rubbish gets wet, you know. Mm-hmm. Real plain. So, I put it like this. And then bend it. Leave it like that all summer.
What do you have wrapped around?
Huh?
What do you have wrapped around here?
Oh, that.
Where you join the two pieces together.
You mean what I wrapped up? What?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I use nail these two places. Oh. So it wouldn't slip before you lapped it. Uh-huh. I used nail. That's the way my old man used to do it.
Put nail
right here. Uh-huh. And then I use rope yarns, the one it wouldn't stretch, you know. That's what you use to bend it. This is good wood, but the other one is not too good, you know. But there's limbs on the run here, right here. You bend it, but I use vice grips to spray them out while it's dry. Mm-hmm. This was good birch. I make two pair out of one birch last year. This is 5'9". This is 4'8", I guess, this pair. Mm-hmm.
Who's that new pair for that you're making?
Huh?
Who's this pair for? Who are you making that
for? My wife needs new pair of snowshoes and my youngest boy, but people want to buy it. You know, downtown, and I've been down to Tanana in the global. There's one old man, he, my friend, you know. He told me, Joe, you're making snowshoes? I says, yeah, but I don't make it for selling. It don't worth it, $100, not enough. But he say he need pair. So he give me $50 already. He buy half. So I have to fix this up for him, just like that.
So you're just making it because he's a friend?
Yeah, I want to learn sometime. Of course, I got time to. I want to learn how to make snowshoes. I'm still learning. Never get old to learn. Still want to learn. Well, this is my old times used to do, you know. Used to make sled, snowshoes. That's birch bark canoe. That's, I never did try. That'll work, I guess. Take all summer, maybe.
No, 2 weeks.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
This too, huh?
I think sticks in the middle.
Yeah, well, this after you bend it together, that's to hold the snowshoe straight. You know, if you never do it, it might tip this way, bent, you know, when you bend it. So my old man, he used to do like this, and that's the way I do. After he bend it, you know, you can pull it together here and slip this ahead, move your stick ahead. That's the way you make short bent. But this one I tried last year, too thick. I can't do it with my hand. That's why I make a long bent.
So how long do you leave it like this, tied up like this?
It take about a week to dry it.
About a week.
Yeah. But all summer I fix it up in the fall, you know, like I do last year.
How did you steam it?
Huh?
Did you steam the wood to bend it?
No. No, when it's good wood. Oh, I soak it with hot water, you know, what rag or something, when I bend it. But when it's good wood and really green, you don't have to do it. You can do it. Hickory is only one that I steam it. I got some hickory runners here for small sleigh. It's under there someplace. Right there, see it? The hickory runners. Yeah, that pair there. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's my pair of skis there.
Oh,
That's when I used to drive ducks. I used skis there, a pair of skis, to stand on jeep pole in front of the sled when I trapped.
When's the last time you used a ski?
Oh, about before snooker came. And I used to use. Well, that's birch. You can pull them out and look at it if you want to. I make that other birch. Some people use outside mate, it's better. I make my own other birch.
So there's rings on the ski.
Yeah, that's for the snap. You tie it on your two line behind your wheel dogs, you know. You got one extra two line and stand your on your skis like that. And you can steer your sled.
You got that tied on with moose skin?
Yeah, moose skin. This is leather straps I used to have them broke off. They wore out on the sides, you know.
Yeah.
On the trail. Yeah.
When would you use those skis? When would you use them? Like, what would the trail be like when you use that?
On dog team trail, uh-huh. Winter trail, through the timber, through the lakes. Especially when the trail is high and you got heavy load in the basket sled. I used to have 14-foot basket and about 12 dogs trapping. And then I used this to steer my sleigh. I can't handle it from behind, you know, on the handlebar. I got a sled over there.
I got to fix my camera. I need it right now.
So if the snow was low and you've got a light load, you wouldn't use it?
Yeah, no, you don't have to use it. But when you got heavy load, that's when I use it. Beaver meat. Yeah.
Did you like using those or was that hard work?
No, it's not hard work. All you have to do is stand on it. You have to get used to it. But down the bank, when your dogs is rough, you have to jump off and handle, jump on your brake in behind of the sled. See, I got brake over there.
You ever on it when the dogs get rough and they just knock you off?
No. Just one time they seen the moose, about 20 feet away from the trail. Mm-hmm. And I had 12 dogs and they really took off through the timber. I just jump off. They go so fast, you know, just so I don't get breaking leg or get under the sled.
Wow.
Jump off, and by the time I get up, I lost the sled, and they went across the creek. And the sled turned off, and jeep pole was way behind the trees. But it was up the bank. They never broke the tow line. I stopped them. That moose was back there then. And I straightened them out.
They chased after the moose?
Yeah, they took off when
they
smelled.
They do that all the time?
Yeah, they do that all the time whenever they see the animal.
They ever catch one?
No. Moose? Well, a lot of people, not me, I never get tangled up with moose, but some other people, they get tangled up, but they have to let their sleigh go and run away.
Oh. What would happen then?
Oh, them dogs. One time, Abraham lost his sled, but the sled went around the tree, you know, and then his dog team stopped. They got away from the moose then.
Oh.
Yeah, they got so used to wolf, so he charged them, dogs, you know, he thought it was wolf. Yeah.
Does anybody use this car now?
No. Oh, well, I don't know. I never use it for a long time. Just when I put them away when I could, I never drive dogs anymore. I
you
use
ever
snow.
Miss that? You ever
oh, that? Yeah. But I always put my sleigh behind my snooker.
Uh-huh. So, when you have that 14 foot sleigh, when you have a heavy load, what kind of things would you have in there? When you have a heavy load, what would you have in your sleigh?
I got to have my grub box, tent, dog pot, stove, and all my groceries, you know, like meat, fish, and a box of groceries. When I go out to camp, that's when I use them. When dogs go too fast, but when they walk, I walk with snowshoes, with cheapo.
What would be in your grub box, or what's your grub box look like?
Oh, just gasoline box, about that big.
And, gasoline?
Yeah, and put everything in there. Coffee, everything.
What are the things you have in your coffee to eat on the trail?
Well, I use coffee and tea, and pancake flour, bacon. No egg stuff. You got no way to keep it in the winter. Yeah. Yeah, I use rice. I use cornmeal and tallow for my dogs. Fish. That's take a lot of room in the sled. Yeah.
Would you stop and camp, make camp and cook all of that for yourself?
Uh-huh. I have to do it. And
but
cook for the dogs.
It'll
take a couple of hours. When you get used to it, you can do it quick. But if you don't know how to do it, it takes way longer. Take more work. But I just melt some snow, because I had no place to make water hole, use snow for water, and then start cutting wood and put up some snow, and then go out and build a fire for the dogs out there, melt some snow for the dogs and put some stuff in there. And then while that I cut wood, and while that I cook same time after I make camp. That's a lot of work. Yeah, I do that all the time before my kids go with me.
Do your boys know how to do that now?
Oh yeah, they know how to travel with snow go now. They never used a dog's team yet.
Do they know how to travel with dogs, you
think? They drive dogs around here, but not on the trap line yet.
Yeah.
They learn, yeah. Yeah.
What was a trip when you had to use these the whole time?
Huh?
What was a trip, maybe a story about a time when you used
them? After I quit trapping in around last part of March, when I started to move everything after all winter, I had more meat, you know, more stuff, what it's left over with me, what it can't keep. I keep some, you know, like flour, what it wouldn't spoil over there at the cabin in cash. I got big can and I put them in there so mice and nothing wouldn't bother. I got cash just like this over there. Then I put my stuff in there, big box too. I keep flour and sugar, everything in there. But in the fall, when I start out from here, I took some butter and year-old lard, you can't use it. I use it for dogs. But so I haul lard and stuff like that. But now I use snow go, so I got to use haul gas. And I got traps hanging all the way along the trail, so I don't have to haul trap. I got some around the cabin, and some on the trap line too. I just hang them up in the fall. I mean, in the spring of the year when I pick them up. Then in the fall, I just make new toggle for it, and then cause the toggle to dry up, and then I put bait in there. All I do is just haul bait in for to start trapping.
Does anybody ever go out by your cabin?
No, just the boys with me. I took somebody to go out trap with me. I need help, because most of the time I trap alone. In the beaver season, I moved my family out, but by plane, by Norseman. You know that Norseman? Big family, but 8 kids, you know. And the groceries with it, I got 12 dogs, but it's cheaper to haul them with airplane.
So your whole family used to go to?
Yeah, yeah.
How many years did you do that?
Well, about 10, 15 years, you know, I get married. And then they instead have winter school here. So I don't take my family out anymore.
Mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's when I started trapping loon.
What year was that?
Oh, I forgot what year it was. But they had summer school when old James was used to live here. So it gave people a chance to trap in winter with the family. But they stopped that, so they started to have winter school, just like all over the village.
Did that change things a lot?
Yeah. So I told my boss, I says, I never go to school myself, and that's good for you people. You guys get plenty of time to hunt and trap and learn how to trap after school, high school is over. So they spent 8 years here in school. I mean, when they got to 8th grade, then they move out. 4 years in high school. Then they come back and they start helping. Then I took it kind of easy. I never work like I used to when I go alone.
What did the family used to do when you got
to camp? My wife used to trap beaver with me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She take the boys with the dog team. And I take some dogs, and she takes some dogs.
Oh, you
and he's trap line, yeah. They have to make them traps a little weaker, though, for her. I repaired them to traps, you know. I took one side big traps, number three. I haven't got some in here. I hang them up on the tree. I got a few around them. I took one side spring off and put smaller trap spring on one side so she can set it with nail easy because it's too strong for her. And I don't want her to get caught with me or trap me.
Why, did she almost get caught?
No. Yeah, she careful with it.
Did you teach her how to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did you start teaching her that?
Well, all the time while we were married, she go with me sometime, one day run.
Teach her how to hunt too?
No, she never go out hunting with me. Just to hunt alone. And when I hunt moose or caribou. Yeah, but beaver trapping, she used to like that. Because we got big family to take care of. They all grew up now.
What kind of things did the kids do back at the cabin while you went out?
Oh, they play around and they muskrat houses. And we got fish trap too for blackfish on the lake right front of the cabin over there. The airplane lands right in. I have to stake it in the winter before they go over. After New Year, she used to move out with me. Before Christmas, I trap alone. And the beaver season is open. Well, it used to be season open at February and March, 2 months out. And they move over in airplane, and then she go with me sometimes. The bigger girls, they stay home, take care of the smaller one.
So what, you said they would play and they would
muskrat house? Yeah, and then we got fish trap out there for blackfish. You ever seen blackfish on the lakes?
Yeah.
How about you?
Blackfish?
Yeah,
no,
on the lakes. We make little, she make little fish trap.
Just little
one, about that big.
Yeah.
They're blackfish. They're on the lakes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we use it for dogs. My mother used to do that, show me how. So I told my wife, I said, especially a friend of the beaver house, run muskrat house. You go around there and poke the ice, and pretty soon it's thin ice. That's where that's blackfish is. So we make traps, three of them. I got birch from Don Hawk River. I mean, spruce tree, straight green. Then we make round fish trap. It's still over there at the cache, right around the cache, you know, where it don't leak. My cache is tin, it's about that, this, just like that. We leave them around there.
So did the kids help with the fish trap too?
No.
They didn't.
They just play and then they want to trap muskrat. Yeah, their mother had to help them though, show them how. Because they can't do that.
How did they do that?
Because they're through the ice. And right in Muskrat House, when it's open, they set trap there.
Was that like fun to them?
Yeah, a lot of fun to them. Yeah. They like that. My little grandchild, he likes to go out now with me. He's too smart.
When do you think you'll take him out?
Whenever he's big enough, when it's not school, Saturday, maybe come back Sunday. And take him out that way.
When it's not school. How old will he be when he's big enough?
Oh, it'll be about, he's 4 years old now. He'll be about 10 years old then, big enough to take him out. You got to have the right kind of clothes with him, though.
What kind of clothes?
Like fur clothes, you know, with him, Eddie Brower. Yeah. Yeah.
I get in the right place for the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to fix my camera because it screwed up on me. You know what happened? Is this film is going by, you know? And film all winds up on this side. So you got to crank it over like that and pulls it through.
Yeah.
And what happened is I cranked too hard. I wanted to get one more picture, you know? I just cranked too hard and it stuck over there. Couldn't get it back.
Couldn't get it fast. You got it fixed?
Yeah, I took it back. I got a big black bag, you know. I put it in there, and so it can't get any light in there. Stick my hands in it. Fix it. It doesn't take long, you know. It's just that you can't open the back then because you can't wind the film back over.
Oh, yeah.
Looks out okay, though. So you got a lot of interesting stuff here in your cache.
Oh, yeah. See my paddle here? Awesome. Paddles, what I make last year. I never finished it yet. I bought a new boat from Don Galena last year. A ply boat and kicker boat. So I made it.
How big a boat was that? How big a boat was that?
Oh, it's about 24 foot long. Kicker boat. See, I have to finish this. I get this down with the chainsaw. Driftwood, spruce, driftwood. See that color here? That's a driftwood, but it's straight green. Find it on the bar. And I make just one, I make five of them. Yeah. So I'll finish it. No, you can get the standing spruce wood too. You could.
Yeah. Is this a root?
That's from my canoe.
Is that from the root of the tree?
Yeah. Yeah. That's spruce roots down there, you know, in the ground. I got this out. That same tree, right across there.
The same tree as the
paddle.
You found a good tree, huh?
Yeah, and I know what I'm going to use it for. So I use chainsaw. And then I repair my canoe with it this spring. And this is one for the other end, but the other end isn't in good shape yet, so I can repair it. I'll do it maybe next year. Yeah.
Which canoe is that? The one over there?
Yeah, the canvas canoe.
When did you build that canoe?
About 20 years ago, I guess. But I repair it whenever it's something wrong with it. Just like I do the same thing with sled, you know.
So how long do your sled last when you repair it?
You got your trail in good shape, you don't bust the sled, right? A lot of people, they just broke the sled. They make sled every year. But me, when you had good leader and good trail, and you don't bust the sled. Even my dogs is rough, you know. I had good brake on it. Just like that.
You
I used one dish spring to repair my canoe. I show you that.
How wide are you going to, you're going to chop this down a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I have to chop that down.
How wide is it going to be when you get it all chopped
down? The bottom, it'll have to be like this. Mm-hmm. I have to use chainsaw on both sides. Mm-hmm. Got to be small. Then I can chop it down to the shape where I want.
Which is
and plane it. That much?
Yeah, I can like screw this down to that bottom.
Uh-huh. You know that. So it's going to go like this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which side is the tree side? Which is the root side?
Well, this is the root side.
That's the root side.
That's the top,
there.
Yeah.
And this is the tree side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the block down there, the half of it. And this is the same block, these paddles here.
You get a lot out of that
one. A lot out of one tree. I know what they're going to use it
this
for.
This is a strong wood.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
Some people even use that kind on a boat. Kicker boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see some people there. Funny thing about it, they're making good boats, you know. Ah, boys. And you have to keep these birds in dry place during the summer, otherwise they don't last. Yeah. So I put this under the tent.
What happens if that birch gets wet?
Oh, it's going to straighten out. Oh. And then it wouldn't last, it'll rotten. You keep it dry like that, it'll last a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did you make that stove?
That's out of the tank. I got inboard moved back there, that gas moved, and I put this color on. I put this store on. Now I use it out in trapping. It's all rotten away. Now I have to repair it. I have to bolt some over.
Is that the kind of stove you would carry on your sleigh?
Yeah.
And is that the kind of can you kept? That was your grub box?
Yeah, well, the gasoline box, just like this.
Oh.
And the thing is very coming.
Well, you would have a sleigh load, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I got tent and traps and everything. And a lot of junk. I need it.
What is this thing right here?
That's a log carrier and peavey there. That's what you handle logs with. You can carry logs with them.
Two guys, huh?
Yeah, just two guys. And that peavey there is to turn it around when you peel them. When you cut house log. Or... You all through with this?
I thought that was to carry
no,
ice.
Well, it's something like it, but it's handled on it. That's for the logs. What they call a log carrier. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those. What people would use them to carry a log to, how would they carry the log? What would they do?
They drag them out from the bank way back. They put some cross pieces, green wood. It's easy to handle. Some people, when you got some help, they put the rope on one end and just two men lift it on each side, make a trail for it. That's the way we handle all our logs. Come up the bank, people use cat now, nowadays. That's how they make buildings way back. They drag it. They make sleigh for it, for the cat.
Avon, throw it down in sight. Take the tape recorder out with him.
Snowball broke down. Uh-huh. I repaired with them things there, and something broke down just like sled. Uh-huh. I used them iron scraps. That's the old gas light.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Yeah, I can repair them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Still works, huh?
Yeah, still works if you put some put it together and try them out.
What is that, copper on the bottom?
Yeah, that's the gasoline-like tank. That's what it is.
Oh, you got more snowshoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
You got quite a few.
Mm-hmm. I got my own pair there. And one of my boys from there, my little boy. Yeah, that's last summer one. People want it, that's why I was gonna. My wife got so many and she says she don't like to work on it. We got a whole bunch back here. And she don't need it, but them other two women, they want to split it and then keep half and half to tan it. Make boots with. Mm-hmm. So I just left it there. I held them long ways in a boat anyway last fall, 8 miles upstream from down Hawk River.
You haul that boot 80 miles upstream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to go down and visit my friend anyway, Jimmy Huntington, down that far. So I took the two boys and go down there. Of course, I trapped near him through the portage, and I was going to ask him. I can trap again around there because it's too close to his trap land, and you say it's okay. That's why I went down doing the moose hunting. That's when we killed that moose. Yeah.
Are they still going to use that for tan, those women?
Yeah, you can soak it, then scrape it and cut the fur off. A lot of work. Yeah. You all through with these snowshoes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to take it inside, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to put it inside. Yeah, you all through with it. Huh?
Yeah, you can take them back. Gee, I'm just so interested, you know, because there's so much stuff around.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I need that. I put them away good. I put my sleigh away from the... under the cache, you know, over here, at the basket sled and Yukon sled. And this is what we use for snow go in the front to hook up two of them. One is broke. I have to buy them too. This fella make that kind down here. This is my benders there. That's for bow in the sled and on the back. Oh, I make them long ago. A lot of people use them.
So you make two kinds of sleds?
Yeah.
Yukon sled and basket?
Mm-hmm. Yukon sled is stronger for hauling wood. And them boys is pretty rough anyway. And they bust my sled, you know. Some of the standards broke off, but I can repair it.
This is your bender, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's for the back of the sled. The back bow. This is front one.
It's for the handlebar.
That one is for the handlebar, yeah, right. That's for the front bow. You just have to bend your birch right around that, then it's all even.
Hi.
That's my grandchild there.
Yeah.
Hello, Talala. See that? I make snowshoes last fall. That's Sammy's pair, that one. This one, I think this spring. Maybe I might sell them if I finish it. Oh, they're going to look for their stuff now in the cache. I got some wool rain and wolf in there. One for potlatch, you know. After my brother-in-law. Put up one wolf. Caught one last winter. Cut couple, but I lost two.
What are you
going to
do with this one?
Huh?
How did you lose the two?
They got away from the trap. Yeah, just before I get there. They broke the windows. One was, I lost the trap and the toggle with it. Couldn't find it. Must have drifted over someplace.
That one for the potlatch, what are you going to do with that one?
Oh, I'm just going to put them on paper, going to cut them up for trimming, and give to everybody, whoever that they want to. That's her job there, my sister.
Which one is your sister?
Martha. She live over here, yeah. Her husband died last year.
Oh, that's
right.
Here, have a snowshoe bender.
Right. Yeah.
Have a sleigh bender.
Sleigh bender, yeah.
Handlebar.
That's yeah, handlebar.
Handlebar.
Yeah, I made this before chainsaw came. I use salt.
I use salt for that.
Mm-hmm. It's very bendy. It's easier to bend it.
Is that wood from the sawmill?
This wood here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, James used to have a sawmill here. That's where I put them.
How long was that sawmill here?
How long ago?
Yeah.
Oh, about 20 years ago. Good. That's why people cut all the logs close to the river up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he sell wood to people along the river?
He sold the lumber after he saw it.
Who did he sell it to?
Oh, people around the river, down Hooslea, Alakakit, whoever that needed for a house. I used to buy boat lumber from him. Yeah.
Part of a boat, huh?
The rain!
It's part of a sled, maybe.
Yeah. I repaired the sled with it. One time. I use iron too sometimes when my stander broke.
Uh-huh. How about this rock? What's this?
Huh?
What's this?
Oh, that's for my wife. She used it on moose skin, but it's a heavy one. There's some lighter ones someplace, I don't know. There's some right there. She picked up them from the bluff, you know, around the bluff up there. You know how when she scraped the moose skin? She do like this, hold the moose skin like that. Just like that. And that's what we use it for. That's hers here.
That'd be hard work, huh?
Yeah. A lot of work.
So you have to fix up this edge here?
No.
Just find it.
She just use it like that.
Just find it that way. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Just find it that way.
Are those rocks hard to find?
Oh, you can find it around the bluff. If you look for it. Yeah. Find all your stuff? Oh, they put them away last summer before they leave for Anchorage. They just come and get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Yeah, this is my dog house used to be. That's where my, I had them two pups, I had them tied, cleaned up already. Then I'm going to drag this with the cat the way it is, so somebody. My son got dogs too.
Oh, so you're going to give that
away? I had just like porch for them, way out, so they wouldn't fight together. And one on the other side, I tore it down and burned it up. But this one is kind of good. That's why I want to put choker on it and drag it away with the cat and let somebody else use it.
How would you hook those dogs in
there? Well, I hooked them in there with a chain. I mean, I tied them dogs with chain there.
Uh-huh. Where do you tie them on?
Huh?
Where do you tie them on?
Tie them to the tree. You know them. You see where is the wear out with chain there? See this? That's where. You know, I had this on and I had board way out here. But I tore it down. And then, so they wouldn't reach each other. They wouldn't steal when you feed them.
This is a pretty fancy doghouse, huh?
Yeah, well, this is awful windy country here. I gotta have a dog house when I used to have dogs. I have two, three of them there too.
You had another chain right here?
Yeah. Right there too. See, every dog house has a chain.
How big would those dogs be? They could fit right through that hole.
Yeah, they could. When it's they cold in the winter, they grass in there. And then you sleep in there all night.
How about this lumber? Looks like rough side lumber.
Oh, that's, I figure on to make cash with it. See, I hold this in. I'm up there. Finish. I'm going to make cash down there with, on the skidge. Mouse proof. Because mouse is bother. Our food, you know, fish and stuff like that. So right, where them drums is, I'll put the long post. I'll move this cash with the cat. There's skidge under. To its way down there. And then it's, you see all that braces there to hold it up? Hold straight. I dig down in the ground with this one. This one is started laying. Yeah.
Huh.
I got three runners under there. There's nine posts. I put runners in there and I put cross pieces. You could see it. Mm-hmm. And then I put all these braces and just drag it to the cat. The eight cat with the stuff in it and everything. Some way down there where the boat is.
Huh.
Let my cat, my old house there.
Uh-huh.
I used to drag that around with the cat too, the way it is. Floor and everything. Put skids under there. You know, I was going to build that new one right in the front, move back here. And old James up there, he used to live up there. They talk on radio and look up the airplane. So I drag it down the bank, and I another choker, turn it around, and the doorway was facing back this way, right where, this side where the boat is. So I was going to put that big one right in the front. But you say it's on our way, so I drag it down the bank and put it where it
was.
Oh,
so it would block his view?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I just put that new one in. It was, I built it about 15 years ago, that big house where we lived in.
People are inside when you're dragging it too?
No, no. I just hanged that door up with floor joists. It twisted with me, but 1 inch. But I push it with dozer blade, straight them out that way. Yeah, in one corner. Yeah, I'll put them shoes away now, huh?
Yeah.
You all do this, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hammer for splitting birch?
Yeah, splitting birch or something for sled. And you got wooden wedge. I got one down there. And I just put that wedge on the trees and I just hit it with it.
Oh.
Right now I use that hammer. I'll do it.
Put that bark on there, or is that bark?
No, that bark was in there. I just saw him out, drilled it in.
Uh-huh. You cut off a little bit here, a little bit there, or that bark went all
no,
the way in?
No, it just tore off, I guess.
Huh.
Somebody played around with it. That's an old one. I don't think it's any good now. And,
how about these?
Oh, that's a. This is moose horn, I guess. We used them on fishnet.
What do you use that for?
For sinkers.
Oh,
for fishnet.
For sinkers?
Yeah. For the short on the fishnet. That's what we use it for.
What else would you use moose horn for?
Huh?
What else would you use moose horn for? What kind of thing?
Oh, things like that. And I never use it much, me. But some other people, they use it for making this kind, you know. Sinkers for fishnet. And, they make knife handle or something. but I would never make that kind. I never even tried. I don't think I could make good one anyway. But some people, that's what they use it for. But we use it one way to make it sinker, you know. Huh? Oh, she used to. Now we buy it from the anchorage, you know, already made. It's higher, but it's less work. But before that, she used to make some.
Did you make your slippers too?
I got this present from my auntie, the one that woman. She make potlatch for her husband, but year ago, I guess, Chief Henry. And she gave me this present. Because I put up wolfskin for, give her wolfskin to make potlatch with. She gave me this one present. That's a fancy one. I like it. You know, I use leather shoes, but my foot gets sweating. As long as I work in dry shoes, I use it.